Julian was told he had a brain tumour when he was just 28, and the prognosis wasn't good.
It was a terminal diagnosis, so they gave me 6 to 12 months in 2016.
Now 34, he's outlived all medical expectations. But the former football coach is unable to work and relies on state financial support. Spiralling prices mean he now worries about how to pay for the basics.
I'm trying to live as good as I can with whatever time I have left, but how can I do that if I'm worrying about the cost of living going up? You know, I'm having to choose between food for the week or petrol for a hospital appointment.
Extra heating costs, medicines, travel, it all adds up. And for people like Julian, can mean many hundreds of dollars more on top of their usual expenditure.
And now add to that the cost of living crisis. The price of electricity, gas and food rising steeply. Little wonder then that a quarter of all young cancer patients are now drowning in debt, slipping behind on mortgages, rent and energy bills.
The Liz Truss government's put economic growth centre stage, announcing massive tax cuts to turbocharge the economy, paid for from debt-funded borrowing.
We need to get Britain moving.
The markets, though, reacted badly, the pound falling to an all-time low against the dollar, with thousands of mortgage deals pulled as borrowing costs soared. But despite abandoning its top rate of tax cuts on the highest earners to help calm the markets, most of the government's other $48 billion in tax cuts remain intact, raising dire warnings of big spending cuts to public services to help pay for it, and fears the government will fail to increase things like disability and unemployment benefits in line with inflation.
Children, pensioners, low-income pensioners and the severely disabled suffer the most because they can't work to make up the difference between lower payments and higher prices. It means more hunger, it means more people going cold in their homes over this winter, and it also fundamentally will mean more death as well.
We now know the real cost of past austerity measures. Findings released this week claim there were more than 330,000 excess deaths linked to government cuts in public services and benefits introduced by previous British governments between 2012 and 2018. People dying prematurely because of reduced incomes, ill health, poor nutrition and housing.
Good boy.
There is a human cost to some government decisions, as vulnerable people like Julian brace for a difficult winter. A reminder that the health of the country's economy and its people are inseparably linked. Niamh Barker, Al Jazeera, London.